Looking at Monday night, the Browns travel to New Jersey, actually, to take on the New York Jets. That's this week's edition of Monday Night Football. Mike, you weren't even born when this happened, but I remember, because I think this is the 50th anniversary of Monday Night Football, but I remember sitting in front of a black and white television in Birmingham, Alabama, watching the Browns take on the Jets in the first ever Monday Night Football game. Keith Jackson did the play-by-play for that game. Joe Namath was the quarterback for the Jets, and at that time, the Browns and the Jets, they were NFL royalty. Things have kind of changed over the last 50 years.
They have. I was actually alive, just not old enough to watch it, but I've seen the gone back and look at the historical video and Keith Jackson, of course. I don't think at that point he was using terms like "Whoa, Nelly," and but he was still a professional, one of the best ever. Most tickets, Coach, in Vegas to win the Super Bowl, the proposition bets, were on the Browns. The second most, the New York Jets. Both teams lost in week one, and they both lost on their home field. Now, great things were expected from the Browns. Looked like they had turned the corner. A lot of high expectations for 2019. But, hey, they're not flying under the radar, and opponents are ready for them. The Jets, number one, they play in the AFC East, so they have no chance of winning their division. So they're playing for a wild card spot. I don't think they're going to even be in the mix. The Browns are a 2.5-point chalk on the road in this game. The total from 45 to 46. Cleveland fans in this spot, they hope history repeats because the favorite has covered 9 straight times in this series.